he did ride and hunting hard by a forest side. A fair and comely maiden, as she did sit a-spinning, his gentle eye espied. Most fair and lovely, and of comely grace was she, although in simple attire. She sung full sweetly, with pleasant voice melodiously, which set the Lord's heart on fire. The more he looked, the more he might, beauty bred his heart's delight, and to this damsel then he went. Godspeed, quoth he, thou famous, fair mistress of this homely bower, where love and virtue dwells with sweet content. With comely gesture and modest small behavior, she bade him welcome then. She entertained him in faithful, friendly manner, and all his gentlemen. The noble marquess, in his heart felt such a flame, which set his senses at strife. Quoth he, fair maiden, show me soon what is thy name. I mean to make thee my wife. Grizel is my name, quoth she, far unfit for your degree. Silly maiden and of parents poor. Nay, Grizel, thou art rich, he said, a virtuous, fair, and comely maid. Grant me thy love, and I will ask no more. At length she consented, and being both contented, the married were with speed. Her country russet was changed to silk and velvet, as to her state agreed. And when that she was trimly tired in the same, her beauty shined bright, far staining every other fair and princely dame that did appear in her sight. Many envied her, therefore, because she was of parents poor, and twixt her lord and she great strife did raise. Some said this, and some said that, and some did call her beggar's brat, and to her lord they would her oft dispraise. O noble marquess, quoth they, why dost thou wrong us thus basely for to wed, that might have gotten an honorable lady into your princely bed? Who will not now your noble issue still deride, which shall hereafter be born, that are of blood so base, born by the mother's side, the witch will bring them in scorn. Put her therefore quite away, and take to you a lady gay, whereby your lineage may renowned be. Thus every day they seem to prate that malice Grizel's good estate, who all this while took it most patiently. When that the marquess did see that they were bent thus against his faithful wife, whom he most dearly, tenderly, and entirely beloved as his life, mending in secret for to prove her patient heart, thereby her foes to disgrace, thinking to shew her a hard discourteous part, that men might pity her case. Great with one birth she had. A son and daughter God had sent, which did their father well content, and which did make their mother's heart full glad. Great royal feasting was at these children's christening, and princely triumph made. 6 weeks together, all nobles that came thither were entertained and stayed. And when all these pleasant sportings quite were done, the Marquess a messenger sent for his young daughter and his pretty smiling son, declaring his full intent. How that the babes must murdered be, for so the Marquess did decree. Come, let me have the children, then he said. With that fair Grizzle wept full sore, she wrung her hands and said no more. My gracious lord must have his will obeyed. She took the babies, even from the nursing ladies, between her tender arms. She often wishes, with many sorrowful kisses, that she might ease their harms. Farewell, farewell, a thousand times, my children dear, never shall I see you again. 'Tis long of me, your sad and woeful mother here, for whose sake both must be slain. Had I been born of royal race, you might have been in happy case, but you must die for my unworthiness. Come, messenger of death, quoth she, take my dearest babes to thee, and to their father my complaints express. He took the children, and to his noble master he brought them both with speed, who in secret sent them unto a noble lady to be brought up indeed. Then to the fair Grizzel with a heavy heart he goes, where she sate mildly all alone. A pleasant gesture and a lovely look she shows, as if no grief she had known. Quod he, my children now are slain. What thinks fair Grizzel of the same? Sweet Grizzel, now declare thy mind to me. Sith you, my lord, are pleased with it, poor Grizzel thinks the action fit, both I and mine at your command will be. My nobles murmur, fair Grizzel, at thy honor, and I no joy can have, till thou be banished both from my court and presence, as they unjustly crave. Thou must be stripped out of the stately garments all, and as thou camest to me, in homely gray, instead of bis and purest pall, now all thy clothing must be. My lady, thou must be no more, nor I thy lord, which grieves me sore. Thy poorest life must now content thy mind. A groat to thee I must not give thee to maintain while I do live. Against my Grizzel such great foes I find. When gentle Grizzel did hear these woeful tidings, the tears stood in her eyes. Nothing she answered, no words of discontentment did from her lips arise. Her velvet gown most patiently she slipped off, her kirtle of silk with the same. Her russet gown was brought again with many a scoff, to bear them herself she did frame. When she was dressed in this array and was ready to part away, God send long life unto my lord, quoth she. Let no offense be found in this, to give my lord a parting kiss. With watery eyes, farewell, my dear, he said. From princely palace unto her father's cottage, poor Grisel now is gone. Full 16 winters she lived there contented, no wrong she thought upon. And at that time through all the land the speech is, when the marquess should married be unto a noble lady great of high descent, and to the same all parties did agree. That marquess sent for Grisel fair the bride's bedchamber to prepare, that nothing therein might be found awry. The bride was with her brother come, which was great joy to all and some, but Grisel took all this most patiently. And in the morning, when as they should be wedded, her patience then was tried. Grisel was charged herself in friendly manner for to attire the bride. Most willingly she gave consent to do the same. The bride in her bravery was dressed, and presently the noble marquess thither came with all his lords at his request. O Grisel, I would ask of thee, if to this match thou wilt agree, methinks thy looks are waxed wondrous coy. With that they all began to smile, and Grisel replied the while, God send Lord Marquess many years of joy. The Marquess was moved to see his best beloved thus patient in distress. He stepped unto her, and by the hand he took her, these words he did express. Thou art my bride, and all the brides I mean to have, these two thine own children be. The youthful lady on her knees did blessing crave, her brother as well as she. And you that envied her estate, whom I have made my loving mate, now blush for shame and honor, virtuous life. The chronicles of lasting fame shall evermore extol the name of patient Grisel, my most constant wife.